Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back, Jay Foreman, Nick Zahner. We got two special guests here. We got Coach Boyd from Northeast and Miss Erica coming in talking about one Northeast football, but more importantly, a special event that you guys must be good salespeople to get some alums to go out there and do 7-on-7. I want to welcome you guys in to old school. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having us.
So tell us about number one, tell us about Northeast football last year. I think, you know, from our perspective, we call a few high school football games, and obviously throughout the city and obviously us as well, that you guys have taken, we feel like, a huge step last year. Can you talk about that season last year?
Yeah, you know, it takes a lot to build a program, especially when you're trying to build from kind of from the bottom. We have a lot of young talent who got their experience last year, and we're able to, you know, put together some wins. And I think that's where it starts. But, you know, in the classroom, in the weight room, on the field, they had success. And I think a lot of people saw that in our city this year. And so, you know, we'll play the same schedule coming back up. So our kids are excited to have more success.
And talk about that from a coaching perspective, coaching, you know, young ones and trying to get them to believe. And sometimes you don't have instant success. I'm sure, you know, they like to get down the dumps. But for the special group of kids to keep plugging forward and then obviously some get some fruits of their labor.
Yeah, you know, I took the job and, you know, I don't shy away from it. We went 0-18. Mm. And so some guys left, you know, and good for them, you know, and the guys stayed. You know, I kept telling them, you know, it's going to take time. Nothing's, you know, built overnight. You know, you got to keep rowing and keep going and keep going. And, you know, we'll have some games where it wasn't nice. But I kept telling them, you know, build a program. You're not just going to wake up and win. It's going to take some losses and it's going to take some time. And so those guys stuck it out. And when we came up on our new cycle, I know I had to do something as a coach. I can't keep, you know, going out there and getting my kids, you know, embarrassed and getting them. I got to play some games where we can be competitive. And that's the big thing. I tell them we got to compete every single day. There's not one moment that you should go throughout your day where you don't compete. If you don't do that, then that's when you will lose, no matter who you play. So in the classroom, I challenge them. You need to go in and compete in that classroom. You need to go and compete in our weight room, and then you will have success. When you focus on winning, sometimes that don't happen. That's when you fall short, and then you're sad. But when you focus on just the small details, okay, how am I going to get better? Am I going to run this sprint hard? Am I going to focus on this test? Am I going to focus on my plays? Am I going to go to practice and give it 100%? That's when you start winning games. And it showed the first game of the season when we came out and we got some wins, and you know, we went on a run and got three in a row. And, you know, I think it's just continue to build success. And what does that look like? Because some of our players didn't know what success looked like.
Right.
And so that's what we're doing. We're trying to build that program.
It's a little easier now, obviously, going from last year to this year. Now you got their full attention. Right now it's just like, whatever, coach. Now it's like, okay, I got you. And they can see it. And then they can spread your word so you don't have to work as hard.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we're very young. You know, they sophomores going to be juniors next year. You know, they set the tone now.
Right.
You know, I don't have to do all the yelling. I don't have to do all those things that I was doing the first 2 years. You know, some of the players are doing it. They're leading. We always tell them a player-led team is the best team.
Yeah.
A coach-led team, you could be okay. But they are taking this and setting the tone and leading and doing everything I'm asking them to do. And so that makes it very easy. So when we go into this year,
right.
You continue to set the standard high. I talk to them about that. The standard would never be set low.
Yeah,
you always set the standard high. And so for the next freshman that's coming in, the next freshman will know what the standard is. And then the group keep going.
Right. Now on the 7-on-7, which is obviously, you know, taking off, but you guys have something pretty cool coming up as far as 7-on-7 involving some really good players from the past. Talk about how you guys came up with the idea, the details, when it's going, and what do you want to get accomplished out of it?
Yeah, we, last year we focused on 7-on-7 in June, and we had a big success. For us, coming off of a season where you don't win games, we entered the battle tournament in Omaha, and we did pretty well. We went 3-3 that in that tournament, and I think that boosted us going into the fall. And this year, I wanted to focus on our alumni because we have a huge
right.
Alumni and some good talent that came through Northeast. And so I wanted to give them an opportunity to come back and show the youth they still got it.
Yeah.
So we decided that we're going to have an alumni tournament. Black football 7-on-7 for them to showcase their skills, be able to.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Go into school and, look through it, look at weight room, just have all that opportunity to do things like that. This year on June 28th, we're going to have our alumni flag football tournament. So I'm very excited for, for me, I'm not from Nebraska. So you're being right. able to meet all these people that I see in the hallways, see the pictures and stuff like that, that's big. I'm a guy who likes to shake hands and get to know people. I'm excited to get to know all these alumni that come back.
Yeah, it's great where you get to see all some of the people that are up in the stands still supporting you and trying to build the program. Are you going to get out there yourself?
No, I'm not pulling a hamstring. I think I'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
But I will. We will have some trainers on staff just in case.
Yeah, you make sure. I know. Make sure you have the age limit, man. Football is faster than dog years.
Tell them right now. I say, hey, I tell the old. There's an old group that signed up, and I said, it's 18 and older. So those young guns, they're gonna be coming.
Yeah.
And they're ready to go. So I've made some phone calls to some of our younger teams, and they signed up and they're excited. So it should be fun.
You're going to mix in any of your present day roster or have them come out and support the alumni as the alumni supports them?
Yep. They'll be at the game. They'll be helping all day,
right.
being able to watch it. And like I said, I like shaking hands and I like getting to know people. So I think it should be fun for our kids to get to see some of these older gentlemen.
Yeah, that's great, man. For our we got a lot of listeners that are Northeast Rocket alum. The old saying is once a rocket, always a rocket. But I want to, for everybody that's listening that's not a Northeast Rocket alum, just tell them what to expect this year, just in general, from the football program that me and Nick already know, but they don't know yet.
Yeah, we're going to come out. We're always going to be disciplined, give high effort, and our kids are going to go compete. No matter who we play, no matter where we are, we're going to compete. That's the standard. We have to compete, and that's what we will do. And I think that will show in our play in the fall and in the summer when we are out there playing our 7-on-7 and doing things that we need to do.
So obviously you've been in the Lincoln High School football scene for a couple years now, right? But how have you seen it evolve, grow, right? Because we obviously watch a lot, and it's indirectly, nobody ever says it out loud, compares Lincoln and Omaha, right?
Yeah. They're
always. And that's fine, right? The competition piece that you talked about is that the two big cities want to be better than the other one, right? How have you seen the Lincoln prep scene grow for football specific with all other teams, coaches? Because I think it's gotten better over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think, you know, Omaha is a beast in itself.
Yeah.
You know, they have different rules that they apply by. And
which not a lot of people know. So then they go out and talk and they don't really know the reason.
Yeah, Omaha and Gretna and all of those teams have different rules.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Westside, they're in Omaha South. You know, these teams who we have to go compete against, you know, they play a different rule. They are in a different atmosphere. And we're going to compete Lincoln. And I think, you know, for us over here in Lincoln, I think we just need to keep chipping away. I think it's just there will be a time where we will be in a state championship. But I think if we, you know, if we continue to lose athletes, well, some people don't know we lose athletes to Omaha, that's going to continue to hurt us. And I think as a group of head coaches, I think we do a really good job of just, you know, folk controlling what we can control. You know, the kids that come to our school, we coach them and we do a really good job. And I think that's what we need to continue to focus on. And, you know, Omaha, you know, they'll be Omaha.
Yeah. If there are, before we get you guys out of here, if there are Rocket alum listening, how do they sign up?
You can go to our Facebook page, our Lincoln Northeast Facebook page and sign up. There's a link on there. It's right on there, right when you get to our Facebook page. And sign up, and then I will contact you, and we'll go from there.
Nice. Yeah, thank you guys for stopping in, man. I pray for I'm almost 50, so I know how it is to get out there or like to get out there and try to compete. You get some old memories, but then you get a present day reality that you can't get out of your break too fast. So
you play quarterback.
I can play coach, even though I didn't do that. So appreciate you guys stopping in. Wish you all the luck. We'll be out there checking you out, maybe call a game or two. It's really commendable, and obviously appreciate the job you've done, man, because I think taking on a job like Northeast that hadn't really had a lot of success and then infusing the energy and tangible success, that's big ups to you, man. So it's we always talk about it all the time, what you did last year, and it's really great to meet you because I heard a lot about you. So appreciate you stopping down.
Thank you for having us.
Yep. That's Old School. Coach Boyd, Northeast Rockets, alums, get out there 7-on-7. We're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, Nick Sainer, Old School. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.